Next week, downtown Anchorage will be crawling with dignitaries who will be in town for an international conference hosted by the State Department. Mayor Ethan Berkowitz today announced which streets will be closed for security. He says residents should be flexible when visiting downtown for the first half of the week. But as APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, he says it won't be that bad.
Secretary of State John Kerry and Interior Secretary Sally Jewell are coming to Anchorage, as are a boatload of Nordic diplomats. The foreign ministers of Sweden, Denmark, Finland, Norway, and Iceland are all on the agenda for Monday's conference. Oh yeah, and the President of the United States is coming. The street closures are focused on two buildings, the Denina Center and the Hotel Captain Cook. Streets bordering them will close to traffic. Some parking spots will be off limits and some stretches closed even to pedestrians. Looking beyond the inconvenience, Mayor Berkowitz says the event allows Anchorage residents to show the world they can be great hosts.
For a bit of time, downtown Anchorage is going to be a little bit more of a walking community than it has been, but businesses are going to remain open. The disruption will be minimal, and our opportunities to show off our city are going to be rather profound.
The closures begin Monday morning at 6. They'll remain up around the Captain Cook until noon Wednesday, presumably because that's where the president is staying while he visits Seward, Dillingham, and Kotzebue. The White House has provided few details about his itinerary. The opacity is a typical feature of high-level security. Police Chief Mark Mew says officers are not going to clear the parks or turn downtown into an airport-style security zone.
There will be places where we will tell you can't walk, as you just can't go there. But we're not setting up some sort of screening stations for pedestrians.
Conference organizers, though, have warned reporters to expect security checkpoints at entrances to the Denina Center. Chief Mew says he can't provide an estimate of how much the increased police presence will cost, citing security reasons. He says the city's request for federal reimbursement hasn't been granted. Municipal traffic engineer Stephanie Mormillo says she knows people will want to come downtown and participate in the presidential excitement, and she says they should.
I hope everybody is patient and respectful. I mean, obviously there's going to be impacts. Hopefully they will be minimized as much as possible, but traffic patterns are going to be different than normal. So pay attention to signage, pay attention to barricades, and just be respectful of those who are trying to direct you and of other drivers and pedestrians around you.
The municipality's homepage has a link to closure maps and schedules. You can also find a link on our website, alaskapublic.org. Reporting from Anchorage, I'm Liz Ruskin.